In the ride-sharing industry, Uber is not the only game in town. Companies such as Lyft and others are also out there, and they're also battling over identity, who they are and what they stand for. NPR's Aarti Shahani has that story from San Francisco.
Uber has raised $1.5 billion from private investors, and it's used some of its money to try to lure drivers away from the number two ride-sharing startup, which is called Lyft, with a Y. Lyft has raised $333 million, hardly chump change, and has paid to lure drivers back. I wanted to know, from the worker perspective, if there are important differences between the two. So I took a bunch of Lyft rides and asked a few dozen of my drivers for their take.
The clientele from Uber, they want water and phone chargers and gum and snacks and...
Lyft passengers expect to sit in the front seat and have a conversation and share.
Instead, when you work for Lyft, it's basically your friend with a car. It's a different approach. I'm not your chauffeur.
You're not my chauffeur?
No, I'm not. I'm your friend with a car.
That's Eric Manning, Teresa Guerrero, and Alonzo Hidalgo. While Uber is the luxury brand, Lyft is the hipster chic alternative. Passengers sit in the front seat and dive into conversations that feel like speed dating or bar counter confessional. Some say that's a key distinction in a city that is so fragmented between the tech haves and have-nots that people forget to fist bump. But others aren't so convinced.
When you think about the difference between a taxi, a sedan, and Uber and Lyft, they're all kind of doing the same thing.
Benjamin Edelman is a professor at the Harvard Business School.
The most striking change is that Uber and Lyft will do it for a lower price. I'm not one to criticize a lower price. I love a great deal. But
he says for all their qualms with the legacy taxi industry, Uber and Lyft are in essence taxi cabs that know how to use a smartphone for dispatch. Ride sharing is supposed to be different. It started in the U.S. during World War II as a way to conserve resources. It evolved over the decades into a green movement to get cars off the streets. This new generation of startups could have used the awesome power of smartphones to help people going in the same direction find each other in real time. Instead, when you hop in an Uber or Lyft, Edelman says,
the driver is still a driver driving in an unnecessary direction to get paid.
And that makes sense when you think about the pressures on the companies. Silicon Valley investors want a return, and it's easier to make an existing market more efficient than it is to experiment with sharing cars the way we might share a bus.
I don't fault them for choosing the road that's more obvious and more straightforward. It's the natural play, although it won't live up to the full technology's potential.
There is one experiment that could be a game changer. The startup Sidecar put out a new service in May for people who need a ride in the same direction. Sidecar CEO Sunil Paul says his company is making this paid carpooling a core business. And so far, Sidecar has gotten 13,000 requests for shared rides.
That 13,000 came just during the test period.
Paul estimates the U.S. taxi market is a $10 billion a year industry, and sharing rides could be 10 times that because it responds to the everyday blue-collar commuter.
With Sidecar shared rides, we're able to drop the price, make it into a daily service, and it dramatically increases the size of the market.
Uber and Lyft recently announced they're trying out shared rides, too. Uber says it's in test mode, so too soon to tell if it'll be a core service. And Lyft did not respond to NPR's request for details. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.